Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Happy Halloween! It's time to talk about horror movies and stuff that is horror adjacent, like violent video games and mixed martial arts. Trust me, Bob and I tie it all together, as we always do. We're the peanut butter and jelly of segues. That's okay, that tagline is not gonna stick, unlike peanut butter. Enjoy.
Do you like scary movies?
I do, yeah. Sometimes I like them when they're deconstructy, like the first Scream or Cabin in the Woods. I thought it was a lot of fun and
cool.
Silly and good and a good twist. I don't know that you can watch it like 3-4 times, but
yeah.
First time around was really good. And sometimes I do like the horror ones just because I feel like same thing with cartoons or sci-fi, like, what if I'm in that situation? Let me see, kind of taking notes on what the people do and how they try to escape the Saw traps or any of that.
I
actually saw in like Hostel, those are not for me.
Oh yeah. Those are, what do they call those? Torch porn or something? Yeah. I've got limited stomach for that. The first Saw intrigued me because I'm like, okay, this is a little different. Then it just got so gratuitously sadistic that I wasn't.
Well, not even like Final Destination where it's just like silly.
Okay, but Final Destination, that first one in particular, I thought that was well done.
Yeah.
It was just, it was such a romp and it made death into a personality.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't just, oh, you're going to die. It's like death is coming for you and you can't get out of it if death decides that you're dead. You know, and that's a creepy concept overall. I'm looking for something good now. I am one of the scariest movies that I've seen in recent times is Hereditary.
Oh, I've never seen that. I've heard that it was good though.
Oh, I definitely
want to watch that.
It will screw you up because it's got some really hard scenes, and I say that, but it's interesting. It's interesting. I think you'll appreciate it. And Toni Collette, although she seems to be in everything now. I love her. I love how she acts. I find her.
She's great. She's she was Muriel. It was like the first movie she did.
Oh yeah, Muriel's Wedding.
Yeah.
Yes. And
so good in
she's
that.
She's Australian, you know.
Yeah.
And that's because she was Australian in Muriel's Wedding, I believe. We could actually hear it full tilt. But yeah, she's been in so many movies that I love. She was the mother in Sixth Sense.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, people forget that. But and
she's
did a fantastic job of being scared. That's actually something she's really good at.
Yep.
Is looking scared and being angry. The Way, Way Back, did you ever see that movie?
No.
She stars opposite Steve Carell as a couple going off to someone's vacation home and then basically what happens with the relationship, and they've got a kid and he gets a job at a theme park locally, and it's a fun movie. Well written and fun. Also has Allison Janney in it, who is another person.
Good.
Whenever I see her in anything, I just enjoy her. She's almost always Allison Janney. I mean, she has that same sarcasm and that same lilt, except for in The West Wing. I think she played someone a little bit different, a little more serious. But yeah, I like her as in most of the things I see.
So one of the things that I really enjoy, or I usually really enjoy, that kind of relates to like gross out or horror or stuff like that, that I didn't enjoy this round, and I'm trying to figure out if it's me that has changed or it's just too gratuitous.
Okay.
I like to go in after every new Mortal Kombat game comes out. They will put out, people on YouTube will put out all of the finish her.
Oh, yeah. They rip the spine out in the skull.
Yeah, and it started out as so silly and so over the top. And if you look back at like the very first video game, like stand-up video game, it's the animations are so silly.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. Like, but they were so surprising at the time. And then you get to play them at home on your console and stuff like that. And this is built for the console. This is, I think they're restarting the franchise. So this is Mortal Kombat 1.
Okay. Yeah.
They're restarting it as. It's not fun. Like, it's not a fun, like, experience. I don't know how to describe it.
Does
it's
it
just,
feel genuinely hateful? Like
it
this person
really, does.
Really wants to demolish
yeah,
this
yeah.
person?
It's, I don't know. It's so weird to say that something like that is fun in any way.
Right. Well, when it's, again, cartoonish takes a lot of the stuff out of it. Like, there's a movie called Zatoichi, which is about a blind swordsman. And he's cutting off heads left and right. But the art of the splash of the blood, how it goes, it makes you marvel and it makes you laugh sometimes. And it's not like really seeing someone saw someone's head off, you know, or the ramifications of that. So yeah, it gets too real. That's what they mean when they say shit got real.
Yeah.
It's too realistic.
Yeah. So I didn't like that. I tried watching a few of them and I was like done after a few.
UFC does that to me sometimes.
Yeah.
It's too brutal. If you've ever been in a fist fight and punched in the face, have you been punched in the face?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh no, I was watching the movie Fight Club. Sorry.
I've been punched in the face repeatedly by someone trying to really beat the crap out of me. And seeing stuff like that on UFC, that's real. I mean, that's, you see these people taking these brutal beatings and giving these brutal beatings. And it's just, I don't know. I can't watch that before I go to bed. The hostility is just too intense. I have to put it away and watch a cooking show.
That makes sense.
Which is my addiction now anyways, cooking shows.
So you want full contact cooking shows?
Yeah, pretty much. Wouldn't that be something?
Yep.
You have to win the fight and finish the souffle in 90 minutes.
My dough didn't rise and my arm's broken.
Once again, we are onto a winning concept that would probably rock ESPN and the Food Network. It gives a whole new meaning to beat Bobby Flay. I laugh a lot during these conversations because it's fun having a podcast partner who's also a cornucopia of creative ideas. I sometimes wish we had a third partner whose job it was to run down every idea that emerges from this podcast. That would be a very busy human. They would need grit, stamina, and an odd sense of humor to survive. Maybe that person is you. Let us know. Until then, come back tomorrow for our next episode. We put together something tasty for you. We'll see you then.